Hey guys, this is my first audio boo thing. And I just wanted to give like a quick run through of my favorite five Fashion Week shows. And then I want to move a little bit to talking about Tom Ford, who's showing in London. My favorite five New York Fashion Week shows were Jason Wu, Marc Jacobs, Parenza Schooler, Carolina Herrera, and Alexander Wang. I mean, that might be a weird five, because they're different, but I love them. Jason Wu showed this gilded, baroque, golden. It was just this glamour. Everyone showed a particular glamour, but it was different takes on glamour. Jason Wu showed this glamour that was like this expensive. I can't really explain it anymore. It was American sportswear, but it was golden, and it was luxurious, and it was just very, I loved it. Marc Jacobs showed this dark glamour with the polka dots, and it was like it seemed to have a little bit of fetish, and you know he always plays with a lot of different things. It was a lot of different things. Parenza Schooler always had their artistic aesthetic, and this collection didn't deter from that at all. They had a little bit of fringe, they had a lot of prints, as always, they had a lot of color. I think that I really loved the blazers, the black blazer and the orange blazer. I thought that they continued from the pre-fall collection. I loved them. Carolina Herrera always does this glamour that was for a little bit of a more mature woman. The gloves were amazing. The dresses, just the movement of the dresses and the way that she knows how to dress a woman, I think because she is a woman, and I think she's really dressing herself. Because whenever I see Carolina Herrera in Carolina Herrera, there's no one who can wear it better than her. And so it was this very mature, this very sophisticated, and yet still glamorous and not cliche and not old and not dusty and not, it just effortless and relevant, but still mature. So yeah, Alexander Wang was still a type of glamour, but it was a type of glamour for a different person. It was this, you know, he's the king of downtown chic. He made black, you know, after Alexander Wang, it was no longer purple is the new black or pink is the new black. Black is the new black. And after a season where everyone said that he, you know, did not live up to himself or it was a bad season for him, he came out with a collection that I believe was a combination of the collections that preceded it. Which is like a combination of his spring 2011 collection as well as the aesthetic that everyone had known him for his dark downtown gritty, well, not really gritty, but sportswear type of aesthetic. And I thought that it was an amazing collection. I don't know if I would say that it was his best collection to date, as some other critics have called it, but I will say that it was an amazing collection. I feel that it was an effortless blend of an aesthetic that he knows that people love, and I feel like where he wants to go with his brand. And so those were my five Fashion Week favorite shows. I will hopefully be wrapping up New York Fashion Week soon on the blog. But in addition to New York Fashion Week, there's been London Fashion Week. And while I don't want to talk about too many of them, I did want to touch on Tom Ford at London Fashion Week. In case you lived under a rock, Tom Ford is showing in a studio at New York Fashion, I mean London Fashion Week, and he's only allowing the editors of monthly magazines to come, and so no one knows what's happening. No one can see it until we get tweets. Derek Blasberg was tweeting this morning, and he said a lot. He was saying that there was, I'm trying to find the tweet now. He said it was a small presentation in a room with a fox fur rug, dresses and skirts and lace and looks and amazingness. he went on to say only Ford could get those girls, which were Karlie Kloss, Jordan Dunn, Abby Lee Kershaw, Arizona Muse, Anja Rubik, and Natasha. I'm not sure which Natasha he was referring to do a presentation. And he said the Tom Ford accessories, chic stilettos, fab bags called the Caroline and the Douaron. Congrats to that person. So, yeah, great.